Well, in the studio with us today, we've got Coach Scott Womack of the state championship Ladies Zizzers, won the Class 5 state championship Saturday at JQH Arena over Whitfield. And I've already asked you this, but I'll ask you again. Have you had a chance to relax yet?
Well, I got a little bit of time on Sunday to kick back and watch a little bit of the college basketball, but it's kind of been hectic since the game, you know, text messages, phone calls, everything else going on. Probably later this week, maybe I'll get a chance.
Okay. It's been said a lot of times, and we've said it all year long, that this team on a mission since last year. And there is no doubt in my mind, if you'd have had McKenzie healthy last year, you'd be defending state champions. But didn't work out that way. She was on the bench. I was glad to see that. So she got to participate. But on a mission this year. They were dead set on it all year long.
Yeah, I think when we were in that locker room last year after that championship game, that was their goal. And we've talked about it during the summer. You know, they had a great summer. You don't put a lot of stock in summer, but this is the only group I've ever had. We went undefeated this summer. You know, we won all 28, I think, summer league games that we played. They were just locked in all the time. They did not want to lose. And I said this the other day, that the four games we lost this year, we could have won any four of those games. We really had one bad quarter in each game. You know, whether it was a tight kickapoo game going into the fourth quarter and we just went scoreless, or had an 8-point lead against Stratford in the championship game in the pink and white and just fell apart in the fourth quarter, and had a bad quarter against Nixa. And of course, we had the foul problems at the Fairgrove tournament. But anyway, they were just focused. And the thing about it that's impressive about it is they had a target on their back all year long too. Every game, the other team was giving them their best shot, and they just withstood everything. And they really played as a team. And, you know, Ashton was the leader, but the others knew their role, and every one of them grew up. And I knew you don't realize it until you go back, but I watched us play Whitfield last year. You know, last week I started scouting Whitfield a little bit and was watching us play last year, and I like, you know, it was always a different player. Alyssa's a different player. George's a different player. Kaylee's a different player than, you know, last year. Now, you know, we missed Drew and wish could have had Drew out there, but all these girls have grown up in a year. And even Ashton's a different player. And they just kind of came together. But you're right. They were focused. They were on a mission. And it was nice to have McKenzie on the bench. And she asked if she could, you know, keep the scorebook. And, you know, this one probably meant as much to her as the one last year. You know, she goes, at least I'm enjoying this year. You know, last year it was so stressful because she was dealing with the injury and everything. But it was nice to see her there because she's still a big part of this team.
And the head cheerleader over there, I might add, I mean, she was cheering them gals on, you know, and she's done it all year. Basically, every time she gets to come to a game, and that's not the first one, she's been to quite a few and over there keeping the book, but she's right there kind of helping coach and cheering them on and their biggest supporter.
Yeah, she is. And she wanted to win it just as bad as she wanted to win it last year, you know. So it was good to see her there. But this is just a special group, and they've got quite a bond together. And I told them that they'll always be bonded as state champions. You know, I know a few years ago we had our 20 year reunion for our 98 state championship, and those girls got together and they just laughed and took on. And you know, they do go their separate ways eventually, but they're still always bonded to be state champions, and you can't take that away from them.
Okay, take us through the ball game a little bit. What was your mindset when you tipped off? What were you wanting to do?
Well, in our shoot around, you know, prior earlier in the day, we thought that we had an advantage inside with Ashton and Alyssa, and we wanted to be a little bit more physical inside. And we knew they had the big girl inside, but she was prone to foul, and we didn't know what the matchup was going to be with her, because I felt like if they put her on Ashton that she was going to get in foul trouble. And so they started the game with her on Alyssa, and they had a smaller girl on Ashton, which really worked into our favor. And they also, they switched all screens. So anytime we, and Ashton's real good about it, we would do a screen of some kind, and we would get the switch on the girl that we wanted. And I think the first two buckets that Ashton scored, she scored against like a 5'7 girl. And so then they had to end up putting the big girl on her. And they quit switching screens, which threw them a little bit out of their defensive philosophy. And but we just kept pounding it inside to Ashton against even the big girl. And like eventually we got her to foul out in the fourth quarter. But that was what we were wanting to do offensively, was try to get the mismatch and get to pound it inside a little bit. And then Ashton did a good job of kicking the ball out when it needed to be. And Georgia hit a couple of threes. And we had to do that. And then defensively, we were trying to stay in front of number two, and she was so quick. And Georgia did a really good job. Georgia had a really outstanding two games for us on both ends of the floor, but especially on the defensive end. But she did a good job. Kaylee, when she was guarding her, did a good job of staying in front of her. And then, our wing players, Olivia and Zoe, did an outstanding job. And Zoe, as I mentioned earlier, in the two games, didn't give up a score from the perimeter and was really locked down on defense. And then I thought Alyssa was just very good inside for us and took up a lot of space. And, I know in the semifinal game, Alyssa led us in steals with five, had a really outstanding game in the post, but she did a really good job Saturday also.
Well, she did a good job Saturday. 10 rebounds in the ball game, only scored 3 points, and she spent a lot of time on the floor, and it wasn't by choice either. She was helped to the floor, and I tell you what, all those girls are going to be black and blue today, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they left it all on the court, and they said that. We talked about that before the game. We talked about that at halftime. Don't get tired. Just leave it all out there. You have the rest of the spring to recover. And you was talking about Alyssa, but that 3 points Alyssa hit was a huge three in the second quarter that I think kind of gave us even a little bit more momentum as we was finishing out that half, and a great first half for us on both offense and defense.
Well, I think the girls knew they weren't going to get tired, because if they did, if they started to show like they were getting tired, just look around that arena. There was a lot of red in those stands, and they started getting very vocal helping those girls out.
Yeah, that was a big help for us. It was unbelievable to look around and just see all the support we had from the community. We were up there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we got to go over there and watch Nixa play, and Nixa had a huge crowd. Of course, they're 15 minutes away, but we had a lot more people than what Kickapoo brought, and I think we had the second largest crowd up there. And but our community support was great. Leaving town at the games and then coming home Saturday night, just the support, the sheriff's department picked us up at the way stations, and the police and fire at 14 Junction, and we had I don't know how many cars following us, and people alongside the road and honking and waving and had signs. And then to meet us over there at the high school was really big for the girls. I think they really enjoyed that.
Well, just to kind of give an idea, I'd say there's a couple hundred West Plains people there, if not more, at the game. Whitfield, I looked over there, and the only ones I could see in green was maybe about 30,
yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So they were highly outnumbered on the pep squad, let's put it that way.
Well, ours was loud. I know that. At times, it was hard to even talk to the girls because it was so loud. But we appreciate it, and I think the girls, that's what, high school sports does. It brings the community together, and they represented us well, so we're really proud of them.
And then after the ball game, of course, you and a couple of players have to go in and do the media talk and everything, and the rest of the players are waiting for y'all, and you always leave as a team. And there was a lot of parents and a lot of fans who stayed outside waiting on y'all out there, and it was just good to see the girls' faces when they look up and see that, and everybody wanting to take a picture with them and stuff. And
right, because that that week prior to, there's so much going on, whether it's T-shirts or people wanting to buy some meals, and we're having to practice. So I'm trying to keep them focused on practice. And, they said this from the start. They said, this is a business trip. And that's the way they took it. And, they did everything the correct way with the way they needed to. And so I think once they walk out there after that last game and see their family out there, they can kind of let loose and just exhale and enjoy it and take the pictures and everything. But, even after you win Friday, you're happy and everything. But they were on the bus. Let's get our meal. let's get back, relax, because we got a game tomorrow. And so they did it the right way, and that comes from, you know, their leadership, you know, Ashton and Zoe and them girls that were on that mission, and they weren't going to be denied.
Well, now I can tell you that if you watch these girls out away from the court, I mean, they're laughing and cutting up, picking on each other and everything. But when they walk on a floor, there's not a smile, not a grin, not nothing. It's a straight face, and we're here to conduct business.
Yeah, I mean, that, they're always focused. They do a really good job. And, I mean, it was like after Friday's game, I had an old friend come up to me and said, "What did you say? I bet you got all over him in that locker room at halftime. What did you say to him?" I said, "You know, didn't have to say much. They knew there at the end of the second quarter, they gave up three straight threes, that we went from a five-point lead to being down at half, and three down at half. And they knew what they did wrong. And usually when it's halftime, I give them about 2 minutes by themselves in the locker room before I walk in. I kind of trying to gather my thoughts and what we need to talk about. And usually the time I get in there, they've got everything pretty much figured out themselves. And I just have to make a few adjustments. But they knew what they had done wrong. And you saw that in the third quarter when they came out and gave up 3 points the whole third quarter. It wasn't anything that Smithville had done that we hadn't seen. It was just us going out and getting it done. But they had they're a focus group. They've bought into the defensive end of the floor, and they count on each other to do their part. And if they know if all five of them do their part, that we're going to be fine as a team.
Okay, gonna put you on the spot here. Besides this past weekend, what was your highest part of the season? What was your highest point?
Highest point, you know, I thought we really played well during the pink and white. You know, it was kind of a downer getting beat in the championship, especially we did everything we needed to in that tournament. You know, Hillcrest first round, and you know, a first round matchup, sometimes a blowout. So we just went out and took care of business there. But, you know, the second round game was against El Dorado Springs, and they ended up winning the Class 3 state championship by 40. So they were one of the best teams in the state, and we went and beat them by 22. And so that was a big win there. And then we had to turn around the next night and play one of the better teams in Texas out of Georgetown, and basically trailed the whole game, but we just kept pounding away. And then in the fourth quarter, made that little run and took the lead and won that game. And then with Stratford, who had got beat by El Dorado Springs in the state tournament in the Final Four, we did everything we needed to for three quarters and had an eight-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And again, we had about a three-minute span. We just didn't do things that we needed to do, turned the ball over a little bit, didn't get on a shooter one time, and then still had a chance at the end with the ball, but we never got a shot up. But even that game, even though we lost, I think we learned from it. We learned what we needed to do in that situation. And I think if we'd have gotten that situation again, we'd have got the shot up that we needed. But we also learned how to take care of the ball and slow down and not get caught up in the fast playing. So I thought that was at that point, I knew we had a chance to get to where we needed to be, because we played some really good teams during that stretch. So I'd say that would probably be the second highest. Now, and then I guess the other one would be the Nixa tournament, because that was a heck of a tournament. I think five of the eight teams were state ranked. We beat North Fork, Arkansas in overtime. They end up winning Arkansas Class 1. Then we turned around and played Cape Notre Dame, who was ranked in the top six or seven in the state most of the year, and got beat in the quarterfinals by Webster Groves. We beat them by 27. And then we get Nixa on their home court in a championship game, and we beat them. I can't remember what we beat them by, about 10, I think, or so.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So the two tournaments right there. And so you know then, because you're playing back-to-back-to-back days in those tournaments, so you know in the state finals you're going to have to go back-to-back. You're going to have to play two straight days. You have to bring your game both days. And so it kind of prepares you, and that's why you do those tournaments, is to prepare yourself for that situation. And so I think those two kind of weeks or weekends there was very high for us, and kind of let us know where we were as a team.
Okay. How much time are you going to get off before you have to start again? Because, I mean, it doesn't end right here. You don't get a long rest. I mean,
no, they're going to enjoy it for a while. We'll meet today or on Monday, and we will kind of put out our things. But you know, we have so much going on. We have to go to the board. You know, we're being honored with our school board, and we're going to Jeff City to be honored for the state senate and rep or representatives. You know, there's a lot of things going on for these next couple of weeks, so they'll relax. And some of them's getting right into their spring sport. You know, some of them I think have a soccer match on Monday, and the track meets are starting. And so the ones that are in that spring sport, they'll be competing there. You know, we'll get back in the loop of it probably about 2 weeks from now. Give them about 2 weeks off, and then it'll start ramping up again.
Get ready for another season. All right. Anything else you want to say?
Well, again, we just appreciate all the support. Rick, you're there every game giving us, you know, we can always count on looking up and seeing Kay home there. It kind of becomes a contest whether we can beat you to the game or not, you know. But we appreciate all the support there and just our community, you know, from the Pink Out game to any of our games. And then the Final Four, just all the red and white that was in the stands. And I know the girls really appreciate it, and I appreciate it. And we sometimes we forget to say thank you, but we got a big thank you for all the people that support the Lady Zizzers.
Well, all righty. Well, congratulations once again, and pass that along to the girls, and we look forward to going again.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
All right. Coach Scott Womack of the Lady Zizzer basketball team, Class 5 state champions, 100.9 The Train.